Welcome to another podcast from the Wicketgate magazine. That's www.wicketgate.co.uk. This series of small, short podcasts is on the subject of what saith the scriptures. And the one we come to in this podcast is the book of Judges. So on we go. What saith the scriptures? Judges. The book of Judges describes in a fragmentary form the history and condition of the Jewish people during the period from the death of Joshua to the judgeship of Eli, recorded in the book of Samuel. After Joshua, there seems to have been no regular governor over the whole nation, but judges were appointed over particular portions or tribes, or were called forth by the critical emergencies of the times. Soon after the death of Joshua, and the elders who outlived him, the nation forgot God and lapsed into idolatry, corrupted, no doubt, by the remnant of the original inhabitants, whom they had failed to drive out from amongst them. They were oppressed and held in subjection by the surrounding nations. Having forgotten God, they were forgotten of God, until his mercy, mindful of his promise to their forefathers, and of his eternal purpose, from time to time raised them up deliverers. Thus, early in their history, they were reminded of the punishments which God had declared would follow a breach of the covenant he had made with them as a nation. Long periods of sinfulness followed or accompanied with oppression from their enemies, broken by recurring gleams of God's mercy, marked this portion of their history. The hand of God, which had guided them by Moses and Joshua, reveals itself in the 13 judges, whose doings here are recorded as they are raised up at critical periods to effect Israel's deliverances. Deborah and Barak, Gideon, Jephthah and Samson are strong because they are animated by God's Spirit and full of faith, instruments in the hands of him who, in all their afflictions, was afflicted, who in his love and pity redeemed them, who bare them and carried them all the days of old. These are just some short thoughts. Trust you find them of benefit. Remember, this is by the Wicketgate magazine. That's www.wicketgate, Wicketgate being one word, .co.uk. Thank you for listening.